with both illegal micro-broadcasters in town as well as a lot of people who are working on policy issues around LPFM and legal community radio permits and stuff like that. I mean, it's been such a big battle between those two groups because each group thinks the other one isn't the answer, you know, to really simplify the whole issue. But what I felt really good about this week is that a lot of those people have met each other. And I mean, although my personal passion lies with micro radio, and I still kind of see LPFM as just kind of the crumbs that people are getting from the system, it's still my strong philosophy that I don't think either one is the answer. And I think the micro radio movement is, despite its roots and despite a lot of different, of very diverse stations in different communities that have happened over the years, I think it's a relatively privileged movement. I don't think it's fully accessible to the full diversity of community voice that, you know, we're ultimately trying to push for as a movement. I think a lot of communities in the country are too repressed, both economically and, you know, by the police and everything, to really be able to put up a lot of sustainable illegal operations. And so for that reason, I'm really glad that LPFM activists and micro radio activists are at least, I mean, meeting each other and kind of looking at each other and saying, oh, okay, you're not my enemy. We're just, you're working on some different things. And I just really hope that it's just one step towards a more unified solution, although it's not like I know what that is.